Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, so all that we have invested, we lay all on the line tonight. For us, together, for each other, all right? The journey starts tonight.
Billy Monday.
positive. We'll try to tie this game.
He looks at his number. He missed it. And the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl.
Good evening, everyone, from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana. It is Super Bowl 46.
This is our moment. Let's take this and roll with it.
Super Bowl 46 is underway.
Here in the early going, the Giants dominating the line of scrimmage. That's Tom Brockman's style.
Throws one. Up, touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz on the slant.
That's a heck of a throw and a heck of a catch by Mario Manningham.
He's given the Giants the lead, but it was an almost reluctant touchdown by Bradshaw. And now the Super Bowl is going to come down to a Hail Mary. Brady, he has won. The jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over. Finished is what Tom Coughlin said, and Eli Manning and the Giants have finished off the Patriots in the Super Bowl for the second time in 4 years.
Good morning, fans. It is the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports, your host, Vincent Moore, sitting at the helm. A good week five in the National Football League to all of you. A crazy week in college football yesterday. A crazy week of sports. Hopefully you got your fill, get your fix in. In the meantime, a couple of things that you need to be aware of. Shock Saturday in college football. A lot of the big top 25, well, I was going to say a lot, but some of the more significant programs, top 25 college football fall. In baseball, Cincinnati Reds may have won the game last night, but they lose Cueto. I don't know how what type of a long-term effect that'll have during this playoff run. The Detroit Tigers, Verlander dominates the A's in Game 1. LSU loses, so we were kind of on the edge of whether or not that program was actually going to be as strong as it had always been ranked. It seems to be fading a little bit now this year. South Carolina, Steve Spurrier finally has that program, I think, where he wants it. They are now rolling in South Carolina. And our guy, West Virginia, after last week's West Virginia 70-63 win over Baylor, they go to Texas and get it done. So those are some of just the headlines as we get into another Fast 60 Minutes of Sports. Welcome in, 10:06, 54 minutes left in your ride. Let's do as we always do, get you your top 25 in college football, your rundown from the weekend, and let's see who did what. Well, we start right off at number 25 with the upset as Cal rolls UCLA 43-17. 24th ranked Northwestern loses to Penn State. Penn State looks like they have turned their corner completely after four straight wins now, taking care of Northwestern, which is literally the last 5 minutes of that game was all Penn State, and it was an absolute roll, 39-28. Number 22, Rutgers gets it done against Connecticut 19-3. Mississippi State, a 27-14 winner. Stanford, in an absolute shootout, beats Arizona 54-48. Number 17, Oklahoma, 41-21 over Texas Tech. Let's see, TCU loses to Iowa State University 37-23. Again, another crazy, crazy upset. Clemson gets it done over Georgia Tech 47-31. Oregon State, a 19-6 winner over Washington State. USC, I'm not even sure. They're hanging around, I guess, probably because it's just USC. A 38-28 winner over Utah. Ohio State rolls Nebraska 63-38. They still gave up 38 points, but they looked awfully impressive on the offensive side of the ball. And don't look now, but Notre Dame is ranked number 9, and they continue to roll in Soldier Field last night, beating Miami 41-3. The West Virginia-Texas game, number 8 versus number 11, again, played up to its billing completely. Number 8 West Virginia eking out the win 48-45 over Texas. Kansas State, a 56-16 winner over KU. South Carolina, number 6 now, literally just paced Georgia 35-7. So you can say goodbye to the Georgia Bulldogs in terms of that national title talk. And, of course, number 10, Florida, basically just the defense just shuts down LSU 14-6, so goodbye to LSU. NC State ekes out the win over Florida State 17-16, so much for Florida State's national title hopes. Oregon continues to roll 52-21 over the 23rd-ranked Washington Huskies. So there's your there's your love for college football this morning. Guys, I'm not sure what's going on, but hopefully this mic is right, so because it doesn't quite sound right in my headset, so I'm not sure what you can do about that, if anything, but you know, whatever you can do would be greatly appreciated. In the meantime, so that's it for your college football love. Don't get a tremendous amount of upsets, fun games. So what's this mean? I mean, Alabama had a bye, they didn't play. So they're going to be number one. Oregon will hold on to his place, number two. But who gets number three now? Does South Carolina make the massive jump into that conversation now as the number one ranked South Carolina Gamecocks? And what's that mean for recruiting? Kansas State, they have an argument now since LSU lost to number four. So does this now mean that your top five could look like Alabama, Oregon, South Carolina? Never thought you saw that one coming, did you? South Carolina. Could it be a Kansas State or a West Virginia that steps in, takes that spot? And what about Notre Dame at number nine? Where do they fit into the grand equation as well? So a lot of fun things going on in the world of sports. And again, it's a great time to be a true sports fan. Again, you just never, ever know what that really truly can mean to your overall program. Let's see. All right. Tell you what, why don't we pay a few bills, and we'll come right back with more after. Let's find the right one, guys. Hold on. Bear with me. I know. All right, back in a minute.
So I'm at the game with my boys, and the Cougars are getting killed. I mean, it's getting ugly, like 69-0 ugly. But I convinced everyone to stick it out because the concession stand sells their leftover cheeseburgers for $1 after the game. After enduring the beatdown, we discovered that the Department of Health has put a nix on the whole selling leftover stadium burgers thing. The guys were not happy with me, but I told them, no sweat, let's go to McDonald's. The dollar menu offers a fresh, warm, juicy, 100% beef cheeseburger along with seven other wonderful options every day.
Sure.
And you don't have to sit through the game to get it. We learned you can't always count on your team, but you can always count on the dollar menu.
Welcome back in. More and a minute. Dealing with what appears to be some technical difficulties, but we're going to get through it as we always do. So hang in there. Stay with us. We'll be right back with you. Give us another minute or so. Thanks, guys.
We're here asking people from all over what they think of Lipton green tea. Let's hear what people from Texas have to say.
Mm-mm.
How about China?
Mm.
Germany?
Mm.
How about people from the North Pole?
Mm.
Or Mars? What about mimes? Oh, right. People with their jaws wired shut?
Oh.
Yeah, a barbershop quartet.
Mm.
Oh, you guys are great. How about race car drivers?
Mm.
Yeah, what about you, high school glee club, here on a field trip? That settles it. It sounds like everyone loves the taste of Lipton green tea. With its protective antioxidants from real tea, it's not just good for you, it's to you. Lipton tea can do that.
Indeed. All right, fantasy football on the docket next, 10-12 for your Sunday morning. There are a bunch of projections out there and a bunch of predictions out there from the so-called pundits and prognosticators as to where you should be in your fantasy selections today for your rosters, for those of you playing. As always, we don't like to start just top down. We go from the back up. And I know there's a joke in there somewhere, but we're not going to leave. We're not going to touch that one. Week 5 in the National Football League. This time we start with defenses. Hope you're ready. If you've got any of these teams, you're starting them. There is a conundrum at number 10, so we'll give you both of those teams. Anytime there's a tie in terms of rankings, we share both of them with you. So this will be no different than any other wonderful day in your Sunday morning. So your fantasy defenses this week start with number 10 and 10A, Green Bay and Pittsburgh. If you've got either one of those teams, you're probably playing them. Number 9, the Philadelphia Eagles. Number 8, the Atlanta Falcons. Number 7, the Minnesota Vikings. Number 6, the Giants. Number 5, the Seahawks. Number 4, the Niners. Number 3, the Ravens. Number 2 this week, without much surprise, the Chicago Bears. And number 1, the number 1 defense in the National Football League, the Houston Texans. If you have any of those 10 defenses this time around, you are definitely playing them. To the kickers this week. Sorry about that. To the kickers this week, we had to flip our headphone around. That was kind of weird. All right, to the kickers this week, number 10, Nick Novak out of San Diego. Number 9, Robbie Gould of the Bears. Number 8, Lawrence Tynes of the Giants. Number 7, Garrett Hartley of the Saints. Number 6, Blair Walsh in Minnesota. Number 5, Matt Bryan in Atlanta. Number 4, Justin Tucker in Baltimore. Number 3, Mason Crosby. Number 2, David Akers of the Niners. And number 1, Steven Gostkowski. If you have any of those kickers, you are starting them. The Rams play Thursday night, so there's no love for Zerline this time around. That is the kid with the super leg. So there you go. Again, if you're looking for points based on purely matchup, you gotta love Mason Crosby in the Green Bay Indianapolis game, which should be good. Just because there'll be points in that game, there'll be opportunities in that game. The Steven Gostkowski is number one this week, New England at Denver, because, again, this is Manning versus Brady. So look for a lot of up and down in that game. Don't look for a lot of defensive prowess in this game whatsoever. That game could easily come down to who has the ball last once again. Again, that'll be, you know, just the game of all games. Get yourself something good to eat, get something good to drink, and enjoy that one. To the tight ends today. 10-15 for your morning. Number 10 this week, Owen Daniels in Houston. Number 9, Dennis Pitta in Baltimore. He's getting a lot of love, Dennis Pitta. Number 8, Jermichael Finley in Green Bay. Number 7, Martellus Bennett. Again, still so happy for that kid. I remember when he was with Dallas, and they did a special on him, and it just seemed like he was struggling just to even get on the field. Of course, he was only behind Jason Witten in All-Pro, so now in New York, he's the man. Number 6, Kyle Rudolph in Minnesota. Number 5, Antonio Gates in San Diego. Number 4, Vernon Davis in San Francisco. Number 3, TG himself, Tony Gonzalez in Atlanta. Number 2, Rob Gronkowski in New England. Number 1, Jimmy Graham in New Orleans. And that, you know, the Gronker and Jimmy Graham, that doesn't surprise you at all. They're both on great programs, both great teams. Look for them to put up numbers. The Tony Gonzalez at number 3, Atlanta at Washington, is interesting only because Washington's defense is probably, it is improving a little bit, but you know, Tony Gonzalez can work the middle of that field really, really well. I do like Vernon Davis a little more in this matchup against Buffalo, just because Buffalo has just been so porous as of recent. Antonio Gates is Antonio Gates. That's all you need to know about that one. Not really much on not really high too much on Kyle Rudolph, but they do have him ranked 6, so I'm sure that is purely just because of the matchup against Tennessee. To the wide receivers now. So your wide receivers this week around, number 10, Reggie Wayne, number 9, Wes Welker, number 8, Mike Wallace in Pittsburgh, number 7, Julio Jones in Atlanta, number 6, Percy Harvin, Minnesota, number 5, here's a shock for you, Brandon Marshall, the Bears finally have a wide receiver in the top 10 in the rankings. Why? Purely because of the matchup, it's Jacksonville. Number 4, Andre Johnson in Houston. Number 3, Victor Cruz of the Giants. Number 2, Roddy White. Number 1 this week, purely because of the matchup, is A.J. Green in Cincinnati. So depending entirely on what your fantasy options are, if you've got any of those guys, you're starting them. To the running backs now. This week's top 10 running backs. This is purely matchup driven. Remember this, all right? Number 10, Matt Forte of the Bears. Number 9, Trent Richardson in Cleveland. Number 8, Reggie Bush in Miami. Number 7, Jamal Charles, Kansas City. If you get a Jamal Charles on your roster, I don't care who he's playing, you start that guy. Number 6, LeSean McCoy in Philadelphia. Number 5, Frank Gore in San Francisco. Number 4, Adrian Peterson, who's proven the world that it only takes a little short time for Adrian Peterson to heal. He's back in full-fledged beast mode in Minnesota. Again, favorable matchup against Tennessee. Number 3, Marshawn Lynch, the epitome of beast mode in Seattle. He gets Carolina this week. Number 2, Ray Rice at Kansas City. And number 1, I'm getting used to saying this, Arian Foster. Only because this is what Arian Foster does, playing Houston at the Jets. And the Jets just proved to be abysmal after the drubbing they took at the hands of the 49ers last week. So there you go in terms of your running backs. And now to the all-important position of quarterback. One more, as we say, and again, your quarterback rankings this time around. And this, I won't say it will shock you because there are people who still don't believe, but we'll run them down anyway. Number 10 this week in your quarterback rankings, Joe Flacco of Baltimore. Number 9, Michael Vick. I'm not sure why he's 9 because he's going up against a Pittsburgh defense that's done really, really well. But okay, number 8, Peyton Manning at Denver. Of course, that's Manning Brady. Number 7, Cam Newton, Carolina gets Seattle. Number 6, Eli Manning gets Cleveland. Number 5, Robert Griffin III gets Atlanta today. Number 4, Tom Brady, of course, goes up against that Denver defense. Number 3, Matt Ryan goes up against the Redskins. Number 2, Drew Brees goes up against San Diego. And number 1, Aaron Rodgers, who goes up against Indiana today. And that's all truly matchup driven. Look for Brees to have a huge day. Look for Aaron Rodgers to have a huge day. This could be quarterback heaven, depending on who you are, purely because of the matchup. I'm going to go down a ways. I want to see exactly where our pundits put Cutler up against the Jacksonville pass defense. They've got him ranked 17th. This could be one of those days when Cutler, and they actually have Ryan Fitzpatrick of Buffalo above Cutler, and Fitzpatrick's going up against the Niners defense. Wow. I think that may just be a little bit of disdain for Cutler, and because of the propensity for throwing interceptions. But I think he's going to have a huge day against Jacksonville. And I think if you're sitting on a Jay Cutler today, you're probably trying to find a way to get him in that game. You could probably easily see two touchdown passes, and maybe even a third, depending entirely on how that game plays itself out. But those are your rankings for your fantasy football love. Week 5 in the National Football League on the docket. For those of you watching the Fox coverage today, you got about another 40 minutes for that. Gets rocking and rolling. Same thing with CBS tonight's Sunday night game on NBC. Tomorrow night's Monday night game on ESPN. And look for a Thursday night game coming down the pipe very, very shortly. Now, to Major League Baseball and the postseason. Fun things going for. If you're a Reds fan, you're probably loving this. Okay, you're loving this. If you're, I almost went wrong. See, I almost went really, 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 really wrong. There was some great baseball played last night. There really was. Yeah, again, the Tigers and Verlander, an awesome game last night. I don't want to get into the box score and get on all ripping it down. Let's put it like this. Verlander just shut down Oakland last night. You have Baltimore and the Yankees getting started today. You also have St. Louis and the Nats getting started today. Cincinnati last night. I won't say anything too harsh about our friends in San Francisco. You just don't expect Matt Cain to kind of fall behind in a game like that. It was a game I think the Giants felt they could control, could win. Again, they did not certainly expect their relief to start giving up late runs in the game. Literally got away from them. They couldn't hit the side of anything last night. And when wild pitches and pass balls started happening in the eighth and ninth inning, you knew this one was kind of over. So the Reds basically pull away. They did lose Johnny Cueto. I don't know exactly how they extended that injury, but that will be one that we'll be watching closely. Right now, Cincinnati leads that series 1-0. Detroit leads Oakland 1-0. And again, the Cards and Nats get started today, along with the Orioles and the Yankees. That's about it from your world of baseball. Nothing more to say on the AL or NLDS at this point. To the National Basketball Association we go. Not quite sure what's going on between Shaq and Dwight Howard. I guess Shaq has made some comments regarding Dwight yet. Haven't checked out the video, haven't done a lot of sourcing yet, but if you get a chance, go out to ESPN's the NBA page and check out Hollinger's profiles. He's got a profile of each of the teams in the National Basketball Association as we go forward. And again, some really, really fun perspectives on who's going to do what this year and what's going to be what should be strong. We know the Lakers will be good. We know the Heat will be good. The prognostication across the board is that could easily be your NBA final. But don't look now. The Oklahoma City Thunder is still there, and they didn't do any changes. They didn't make any changes. Their contention is just to be better than what they were, to go deeper in the playoffs and have a better shot with a little bit of experience now in the finals. So I don't know. If you believe that LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, healthy, can be bested by the Oklahoma City Thunder, maybe you don't make any changes. I think their head coach said it best. This was a learning experience. They want to learn from it. They want to remember how it felt to get basically pasted in the finals last year. Unlike L.A., of course, who goes out and makes a big splash, gets Dwight Howard, to have yet another dominant man in the middle. And what the fun thing for the Laker fans is, you didn't have to lose Pau Gasol. You didn't have to lose anybody major to make this happen. So if you're the Los Angeles Lakers, you're sitting pretty right now. Are you going to dominate? There should be some days when you certainly will. And teams like the New Orleans Hornets, what does this mean now? They're top-round draft pick. They got a good shot blocker in there. He's not a scorer, but he is a dominant factor now low with the ability certainly to change the outcome of a lot of shots people trying to drive the middle on the New Orleans Hornets. So that'll be fun to see exactly how that team improves this year. To the Chicago Bulls playing without Derrick Rose for at least well over half the season, what's that going to mean to them? Are they foregoing the season in lieu of next year? Are they looking to get yet another high draft, high draft pick, finding another two? There's some support for Derrick Rose and Luol Deng on the Bulls roster. And the, of course, the odds-on thing here for those of us who love sports is the notion that Charles Barkley believes that LeBron James can still be better than Michael Jordan. Well, I really can't argue that yet. But then again, it hasn't happened yet. So, for all of us in the generation of the 80s through the 90s, and even to this day, who got a chance to see Michael Jordan play, LeBron's got a long way to go to become in that category. Now, he does have one ring. I think Mike has six. You got a ways to go, young man. Got a ways to go, but certainly the talent and the size, the athleticism, all those things are great attributes. And we'll see. It'll be fun to watch. And, of course, even when Kobe puts it down and lays up the laces, there'll be the arguments that Kobe has had just as great of an impact on the game as Michael did. Again, who's the best center of all time? Is it really Bill Russell? There are those people who believe that Hakeem Olajuwon was the greatest center of all time. There are those who believe that Shaq was the greatest center of all times. That's the fun thing about sports. You never get tired of talking about your favorites and things that you love. So there's your NBA love for today. It is a truly week five in the National Football League. If you're grilling today, you're doing the tailgate thing, be mindful, be smart with your grilling techniques. Have yourself a great time today. It is truly a fun time. It's fall for real in the United States. For those of us in Middle Earth today, it's about 50 degrees outside. It's a nip in the air. It truly feels like fall. It is not winter, and we all know this, not yet. For those of you in the Dakotas who've seen some snow, and those of you up in the Alberta provinces, you've seen some snow, you even know that it's just fall. That's just a little freeze. The big snowfalls, the big high winds, those haven't come yet. But the weather certainly is changing. The nip of fall is in the air, which really just means football for most of us fans. It just means football. It means it's time to really, truly strap it on, get in front of a nice little, maybe a fireplace, get you some really good popcorn, something cool to drink, and just chill and enjoy a day of football and fun with your family and friends. That, my friends, that is what a good Sunday afternoon is made of. Again, don't lose sight of what's really, really important. Now, on a personal note, last night, actually this whole weekend, just so you were, some little fan base is aware, this is my wife's birthday this weekend, and it is an amazing time. She's, for the sake of posterity, she's turning 28, and we celebrate a special day for her. As many of you know, I travel quite a bit, and whenever I can get home, see the family, enjoy them, it's a beautiful thing, and so this was kind of special. So I'll have to give you all the list. Maybe I'll put it on either the Facebook page for the show or somewhere of things that we're trying to do just to make sure that this is a special day for her. Today's show, largely dedicated to the woman who puts up with yours truly and has done so now 17 years. She's done so in a manner that only she can do, and I truly, truly appreciate her and the love she shows. I appreciate the family as a whole and everything that they do to make sure she knows how special she is and how important she is in so many lives. So there's a personal note. There's my 1 minute. We would talk a little bit about hockey, but let's face it, that just is going to offend me like so many things when there's a lockout, whenever there's an issue with a major sport that doesn't act right. So hockey is not playing in its right space right now. So for the lack of a better word, screw hockey right now. Sorry, guys. I love the game, but you got to sort this thing out because it doesn't make sense that the hockey fans all over the world now are basically on their edges and pins and needles finding other things to do because that sport can't figure it out. Look, this is the second stoppage in hockey in less than, 5-6 years. So that makes no sense whatsoever that you have the great runs by the Los Angeles Kings, the great run by the Blackhawks in 2010, and this is what you do to your fans. It's just wrong. It's just wrong. But enough about that. We're not going to talk about hockey because I'll get on my soapbox and get to ripping like crazy, and that's not good radio. So we shall move on. 10:28 for your Sunday morning. We have the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, courtesy of our friends over at ESPN, brought to you by Peak. When you peak, you win. And, well, we got to talk a little bit about these prognostications and why these pundits seem to really, truly think that last week's Monday night game, where the Bears basically abused Dallas, that it was Dallas and not the Bears that was the culprit behind all that. And I'm trying to figure out where you fit into all that, because obviously something is genuinely wrong. There's something legitimately wrong when a team goes into your house, beats you 34-18 on national television, and you don't give the team any credit whatsoever. Did I miss something? Intriguing matchups this week in the National Football League: Steelers, Eagles. I'm fumbling through some of these little notes that we're going to share with everybody in a little bit in terms of the Week 5 National Football League. There's some good stuff coming on, and we'll be back with a little bit more right after. Where's it at? Nope, you've already done that one. Can't do that one. You can't do it. We'll be right back in a minute, guys. See you.
It's the Subway Steak and Cheese Sub. Hearty Italian bread.
With a bit more onion on it, please.
It's the steak and cheese on hearty Italian bread, but now with a bit of onion on it, sub. Succulent steak, gently drizzled with...
Maybe a bit more.
Okay, totally loaded with Southwest sauce.
On some of those pepper thingies.
Okay, get ready. So really massively lovely steaky cheese thing, and yes, I'm starting panic here. So only 8 seconds of airtime left, and by pepper thingies, I guess you're meaning jalapenos. Sub. Available at Subway.
Can I...
With olive. Feel good food, made the way you want it. We've got a sub for that.
You're listening to the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
You know, but as a series of popular beer commercials ably demonstrates, not every head coach basks in the goodwill after the game. Courtesy of YouTube sensation DJ Steve Porter, here's our spin on...
You play to win the game.
That's the great thing about sports. You play to win. And I don't care if you don't have any wins. You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. When you start telling me, it doesn't matter. Say retire. Get out.
We couldn't do diddly poo. Offensively, we couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. We suck.
You play to win the game.
That's pitiful.
You don't play to just play it.
Perform like that.
You don't play to win.
Okay.
You start telling me
we suck.
It doesn't matter. Then retire.
Right,
killed, buddy.
I don't coach that way.
See, that's your IQ, buddy.
See, I gotta tell you the truth.
I know I'm smarter than that.
You play to win the game.
Playoffs?
You don't play to just play it. You don't play to win. You start helping me, it doesn't matter. It was time. Get out.
Yesterday's yesterday. Today's today. Tomorrow will be tomorrow.
Playoffs?
Thanks, Coach.
Fun stuff.
Well, only fitting, Phil, that we go to our own pop icon, pop star Warren. Warren, that was a nice job done.
Mr. Porter did an excellent job because there's not too many ways you can make an NFL coach seem interesting.
And matter of fact, and your old coach looked pretty good in there as well,
yeah,
too.
He's
hip.
Yeah, that.
And now, you contemptible harpy, I shall end your oppressive reign of matriarchal tyranny.
Ah, that's good stuff. That's good stuff.
The following broadcast is a presentation of the Raiders Football Radio Network and the fastest 60 minutes in sports.
You know, I was wondering when we might actually get around to using that, so that was kind of cool. Very, very cool. All right, Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks are on the way for Week 5 of the National Football League. Let's run down some Week 5 things for all those of you who are considering which games are good, which games should be the ones you stay away from. Week 5 of the 2012 NFL season is here. So it's time to figure out which favorites have been overestimated and which ones are on upset alert. As you've seen every week in the National Football League so far, there's been parity throughout this wonderful thing known as our football league. No favorite is safe anymore. This week has some major organizationals on upset alert. While their inclusion on this list doesn't mean any of these teams will lose, these games will not cover the spreads probably, and at least two of these teams could certainly lose outright. If you're a gambler, just a hardcore fan, you may want to stay away from these particular matchups. All right? And what just happened? All right, nothing. We're good. We're good. Steelers at Eagles. This game being played in Pittsburgh. And what should be one of the more intriguing games the entire weekend, the 3-1 Eagles head to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers team coming off a bye. Besides Pittsburgh's dominance after the bye week, the return of injured stars Rashard Mendenhall, Troy Polamalu, James Harrison has the oddsmakers giving the advantage to the Steelers. Not so fast, my friend. With Philadelphia's offense rounding into shape and the defense playing lights out, the infusion of all the returning pieces could actually be a detriment to the Steelers if the returning stars aren't up to pace and they haven't found synchronization. Pittsburgh could conceivably lose this game outright. Prognostication says, and the computer may say it as well, Philadelphia 27, Pittsburgh 24. New Orleans and San Diego. While this matchup would have been a marquee game last year, the fact that the New Orleans Saints are a shell of the team they were last year has many fans wondering why the 0-4 Saints are favored over a 3-1 San Diego Chargers team. As good as Drew Brees and the offensive unit are in New Orleans, Phillip Rivers is no slouch and will put up serious points on the league's worst statistical defense, 24th against the pass and 32nd against the run. Despite being in front of a home crowd, the Saints will not be able to stop the tough running Chargers and should, by technology, lose this game. Brees will pass Johnny Unitas for the most consecutive games with a touchdown pass, but that will be the end of the celebration as the team, unfortunately, may fall. And the Saints could fall to 0-5. San Diego should win this game 40-37. And again, that'd be a great entertaining game. Here's one to stay away from. Denver at New England. That's right. The Manning versus Brady. While the uniform may be different, the battle between Denver Broncos starting quarterback Peyton Manning and Patriots star Tom Brady will be just as intense as it ever was. The major difference this time is that Manning has a defense worthy of the talent that he brings to the field. With the Broncos D standing on its head to stop the Patriots' offensive assault after last year's postseason mugging, look for Manning to help lead his new team to a win over their bitter AFC rivals. Denver's top 10 defense is ready to go all in on their Week 5 matchup against New England. But this game will come down to the battle of the veteran QBs, as it always does. The computer says New England 30, Denver 27. Definitely not covering anything in terms of a spread there. Games to stay away from. All right, if there are any questions, Furling, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747 is the number. Fastest 60 Minutes Sports Week 5 of the National Football League. It is 10:38. We're 2 minutes inside of the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. I don't know what we're – there's no reason to delay that. Let's just do it now. Well, here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Week 5, the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock, courtesy of our friends over at ESPN.
Touchdown!
These are the Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks, an ESPN Radio exclusive.
I call it, here we go for week five, and this week my motto is this: I have seen it, and it is good.
It's good! It's good! It's good! God!
The San Francisco 49ers are ridiculously good. What they did to the New York Jets last week would be against the law in like nine states.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, and Columbus is the capital of Ohio.
California's not one of them, though, and the Buffalo Bills are heading out there.
Viewer discretion is advised.
The 49ers are going to be glad to get some home cooking after 2 weeks on the road, and the Buffalo Bills, who just gave up almost 600 yards to the struggling New England Patriots, are going to get waxed.
Oh, we're going to need more wax and clear all my appointments in the afternoon.
On the road, I mean waxed. The spread is 9.5 points.
Come with the other.
They're getting waxed.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
This is San Francisco by 3 touchdowns. Take it to the bank.
I'm going to take my pick to Kansas City. And before I even make my pick, if you're in Kansas City ever for a game, just stop and breathe in. Smell the ribs. Smell the food. Let your mouth water.
Every succulent morsel will simply melt in your mouth.
Now enjoy the game.
And drop off a quarterback while you have time.
Gaffel drops with the throw again. Pocket breaking down. Gets it away. Picked off by the Chargers. On the near sideline, Weddle got him again.
They could use one. They're not going to have one for this game. And Baltimore's visiting, and Baltimore's given 5. Baltimore too strong. Offensively now with Flacco and that vertical offense whipping the ball downfield. Defense is still a good defense. Kansas City has their weapons back but just can't seem to put it together, and they won't in this game. Baltimore is going to go to Kansas City, eat their food, drink their drinks.
Sir, could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk?
You could trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up.
And then beat Kansas City by more than 5.
Oh, you moron.
Well, here we go head-to-head on the battle for the bragging rights in the state of Pennsylvania. And Golic, my thinking this week is,
I'm such an idiot.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I finally got one right betting against the Eagles last week. I'm going to do it again. I like the Steelers at home giving 3.5 points. Steelers off a bye, 1-2, desperation time. Ah! Uh-oh! Oh, God! Somebody! Ah! Ben Roethlisberger's not falling to 1-3. The Steelers are good. Eagles are good, too, but the Steelers aren't losing this one at home. I'll give the 3.5. Give me Pittsburgh at home.
Shut up, you little weevil.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with my Super Bowl pick out of the NFC, and that's Philadelphia. I know Pittsburgh's getting some of their strength back on defense, getting some of those injured players back.
Ow.
But Philly, no turnovers last week. Can they start to get on a roll here and protect the ball? The defense is playing much better this year. I know Philly's on the road here. They're getting 3.5, and I think either way, this is going to be a close game. Philly definitely will get the points here, but I think Philly gets the outright win.
Now, what brings you out here today, sir?
It's going to be an Eagle, baby!
Yeah! And those here, we five stop. Go! Five! Box.
Nothing but a pack of weird rituals and chants designed to take away the money of fools.
Wake up, Leona. This decrepit Hooverville is infested with something besides idiots.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
So there you go, guys and gentlemen. Those are your Stone Cold Lead Pipe Locks for Week 5 in the National Football League. Don't know where you're headed in terms of your window betting, if that is indeed the case today. So, do be mindful of the fact that it is Week 5. It is Week 5 of the National Football League. My love to all of you on the coast. West and East Coast. Much love for those of you out in Oregon. Your Oregon Ducks did well last night. Much love for the West Coast, the Ravens, and love from Baltimore. Thank you so, so much. From Middle Earth, will the Bears go to Jacksonville and handle business? I am going to tell you point blank right here, right now. If you are a fan of the Chicago Bears and you have $50 and you just don't know what to do with it and you'd like to run the risk of, you know, putting it out there to see if it can turn into something more, this is that week. This is that week. I don't know what the spread is, but there are some games that I personally believe will be just as wide open. If you're a 49er fan, you know what, you probably lay the money this week because they're probably just going to roll over whoever. This may look like a bit of a college weekend in the pros. I don't imagine there will be anything dramatically different other than the king of prognostication giving you what is, what I, for all intents and purposes, a Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock. Really, and I mean that with all sincerity. It is a stone-cold lead pipe lock, all right? So, like the Niners, like the Bears to roll. There will be some upsets today. I stay away from Philadelphia and Pittsburgh today. I stay away from Denver and New England today. Stay away from those potential disasters from your betting world. There'll be great football games. Again, this is the Sunday where if you've got good friends around you, you go get you a six or whatever it is you're sipping on or whatever it is you're going to do, fire up the grill, have yourself a great time, enjoy your family and friends, and be shocked at what you're going to see on the football field today. If you're a baseball fan, you're going to love Yankees and Orioles today. You're going to enjoy the Nats and the Cardinals today. There'll be some fun baseball. Basketball does get rocking and rolling. That preseason has started there. So, again, for those of us in the Chicagoland area, the Bulls fans, it's been a bit of a somber first half of the season with no Derrick Rose. Hopefully, you know, your boys can just simply play good basketball and good things will happen from that. But at 10:44 on this Sunday morning, the last 15 minutes of this show, it's all about your football love. I'm sorry. All right, I'm sorry. We got no great highlights to play for you. We got no other prognostication to share with you. It's nothing more than let's just talk Week 5 National Football League. So if you're near a phone, you want to holler at us, 619-639-4747. Again, 619-639-4747. Just a programming reminder. This is the pregame show before the pregame show. So if you're watching Fox on your Fox affiliate, that show will get started in about 15 minutes. Your CBS show, depending on where you are in the nation, will get started in about 15 minutes. The Sunday Night Affair, right around 7 o'clock for the pregame show, 7:30 for that game. And then, of course, Monday Night's Affair, the same thing. There is a Thursday night game. You know, let's get some of the schedule in front of us, because for those of us who love to prognosticate and love to kind of see exactly where the trends are kind of heading, it's always fun to kind of look ahead. So let's do that while we have a few minutes. And by the way, just an update. The coach of the Indianapolis Colts, who was diagnosed with a treatable form of leukemia, is now talking with the team and assuring them that things will take care of themselves and that for all intents and purposes, things will be fine. So, yeah, that was different. I've got all kinds of fun sounds in my ear now. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, there we go. Stop that one. That was weird. All right. So you already know about the Rams drubbing of the Arizona Cardinals, who are now no longer undefeated. They're sitting there at 4-1 now. Rams playing much better under Jeff Fisher. Things to be concerned about Week 5. The Baltimore Ravens, Suggs wants to return to the field in about 2 weeks. Packers will taste life without Greg Jennings, who I guess is going to become a free agent at the end of the season. Now, I don't know what team you're rooting for, but how good would he look in your team's uniform? A healthy Greg Jennings? Awfully good. All right, let's see. Aaron Hernandez, Patriots tight end. We'll sit down with Rosenthal and talk about his injuries. A lot of, you know, again, they're mid-tier players that have a serious impact on the game. The injury report's now getting, I don't say as much as it's getting bigger, but it's certainly significant to the games that are coming on. But again, when you've got talents like the Bradys and the Mannings on the field, they tend to make guys play, you know, so much better. They elevate the levels, elevate the games of those people around them. So let's see. We got some fourth quarter truths, concerns about hits on quarterbacks, TikTok in New York. When will they give up on Sanchez and decide to go Tebow? Who is the best defense in the National Football League? Is it truly the Houston Texans, or look over your shoulder, is it the Chicago Bears? Some of your pros that played the game have already gone out and said that while the Texans may be statistically better, no one is playing better, especially in that secondary, than your Chicago Bears. And you know what? I think they're right. There's something to be said for that. Tim Jennings in the first 4 weeks is the NFC Player of the Year. That young man is playing all-pro football right now, and that's not an indictment to Brian Cushing on the Texan side of the defense, but you don't have to hear Urlacher 11, 12 times in a game now to realize that what Tim Jennings and Peanut Tillman and Lance Briggs are doing is truly, truly significant, and have got the Bears turning the ball over left and right and creating all kinds of opportunities. Then when you add to it, of course, the additional of Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffries, all of a sudden the Bears look like they may have something really special going on. So it will be interesting to see exactly how that all plays itself out. Quarterbacks to watch today, of course, Peyton and Drew. will be at the top of it. Phillip Rivers, Cam Newton, and Tom Brady, all quarterbacks to watch today if you can get near a television set or anything, you know, your favorite sports bar, wherever you're going. Enjoy those games. Let's see. Brady tells the media that he and Peyton Manning were dramatically different players, yet they have such a great respect for each other. I don't know. I think a lot of times what gets lost sometimes are the other quarterbacks like Roethlisberger, who has had just as much success as these guys, you know, maybe not statistically, but in terms of Super Bowl wins and, you know, run deep runs into the playoffs. And he sometimes gets lost in the conversation over great quarterbacks. So, but again, a few years down the road when these guys start to hang it up, it'll be fun to see, you know, which one gets there first. You know, Peyton hangs it up first. He's a lock for your first ballot Hall of Famer. I would venture Tom Brady is a lock as well. But here's a question for you. Besides those two quarterbacks, of the quarterbacks currently playing in the National Football League, who is a lock for the Hall of Fame? You know, the first thing that comes to mind is Drew Brees and the Saints. Is Phillip Rivers a lock in San Diego? Is he that guy? Is Eli Manning going to be a lock to go into the Hall of Fame? Is Matt Ryan a lock to go in the Hall of Fame? We definitely don't have much of a sample for Cam Newton yet in Carolina, but certainly his first year and a few weeks has been impressive enough to at least consider that he's going to be the guy there in Carolina. Can Cutler figure it out in Chicago and go on a nice run now? Remember, they were 7-3 last year with Cutler at the helm. He goes down, the team falls apart. He's back this year. The team is playing strong football. We'll see. You know, is Christian Ponder, you know, obviously very early in the sample, but is he going to be that guy? You almost know for a fact Peyton Manning is that guy. Does Alex Smith figure it out? Is he going to be that guy? Is Matt Schaub we're not going to talk Schaub and Sanchez and the Jets. Why is that so hard? Yeah, I think that's kind of fun that Sanchez is really lost and lost in the shuffle because you're in the largest market in the world. You're on a team that's not performing very well, and you've got Tebow there, who is just a media magnet. So I don't know quite how you figure that out, but 10:51 for your morning. And I'm not sure. Something just exploded in the microphone. That was kind of funny. So let's see. What is this? So it's been announced Greg Jennings is not going to play. Vontae Davis is not going to play. Some defensive issues there. So if you get a chance, get out to NFL.com, get your sample for your week 5. Again, 10:51 on the show. If you are in Boston, you're getting ready for what would be a late game for you if that game is in Denver. If you were in Chicago, late afternoon game in Jacksonville with the Jaguars. If you're in Dallas, you can stop licking your wounds. What is Dallas? Dallas is a bye this week. They're not playing this week, are they? No, they are not. Dallas is on a bye this week. So a day off for you guys to watch your other teams in your division. If you're in Los Angeles, you've got some baseball going on, and you've also got your Niners just down the road, I guess. Is it up or down? I think it's up. Anyway, the Niners. Buffalo coming to visit you guys, flying all the way across country for that game. It should be a fun one. In every facet of the morning. 10:52, I keep looking at this time wondering, you know, how come this time hasn't, like, flown by? Because it is the fastest 60 minutes of sports, right? All right, let's run down the last year headlines, and then we'll shut it down for today. Terry Francona is hired as the new manager of the Cleveland Indians. Azarenka and Novak Djokovic take the China Open titles. I mean, I know a lot of us aren't tennis heads. We don't typically follow that because we tend to be more concerned about what's going on here. So, for the Washington National fans, congratulations. Not only having the best record in baseball, but, you know, again, this was the old Montreal Expos team that, if you go back in the days when Andre Dawson, those guys were there, was a lot of fun to watch play. And unfortunately, it didn't work out in Montreal. They wind up moving to Washington. And now, a few years down the road, after being kind of the doormats, have seemingly got it together with Strasburg and solid pitching staff. And they're in the playoffs with what appears to be one of the best teams for a chance at a World Series. And for those of us in Middle Earth and Chicago market, well, yeah, it kind of just sucks because your Cubs aren't there. But You know, the Cubs are truly rebuilding. They're young, and hopefully the Cubs come back next year. And they flipped that record around with 100 wins instead of 100 losses, as they wound up, I believe, having this year. For those of you in New York, a full slate of sports. You get your Giants playing. You get your Jets playing today. The Giants get Cleveland, so that should be, if nothing, I won't say fun, because, and I feel bad for those of you. Love to my friends in Cleveland. Much love. I saw the 30 for 30 short on Cleveland in 1994-95, the team that was really, really headed in the right direction. You actually had Bill Belichick as your head coach, and you were headed in the right direction until the massive move when the team decides they're finishing up in Cleveland and they're moving to Baltimore. The sucky part is 5 years later they won a Super Bowl as the Baltimore Ravens with Art Modell still at the helm. And the sad thing is that should never that should have been Cleveland. That should have been Cleveland's championship. It should have been their time, and it is unfortunate that they didn't get that done. Anyway, so it is October the 7th, 2012. Much love to all of you. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Love to the family. Love to Leona. Love to all the kids around this nation, all of you who follow the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for your numbers. I appreciate it so, so much. You are an amazing fan base, and I love you again, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't really have much else to hang out with you guys on other than check us out on Facebook at the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. Check us out on Twitter. We're all over the place. So to my friends, Demisha down in Galesburg, good morning to you. To my big brother out on the West Coast, Richard, I love you. It was always great talking to you. Appreciate the love on the images from Calgary. We're headed back up into the northern provinces on Monday. And, again, we'll take the camera. We'll have some great time. We'll have some more great, awesome images for the world to see. And, again, to the world, love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. And that's going to wrap it up this time for the Fastest 60 Minutes of Sports. We'll see you next time. Love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. All this NFL, Major League Baseball, basketball, and more next time on the Fastest 60 Minutes in Sports. See you.